Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
Sedona's already been taken away. Even the guy that she killed didn't know where she went. But there is someone that does. And that someone is supposedly still on the planet.
Where's this royal venture?
We have hovertrikes that we use to scout the jungle.
He'll just look up. There she is. Beautiful.
That's something we'll be eternally grateful for, so...
We're gonna probably rest up tonight and head northwest tomorrow.
Madeline told me to bring over some money for you and take you over to the stable to get you them, hover tracks.
We're gonna have to give them names. What, Red Thunder and White Lightning?
That is metal as fuck. Rev up the engines and you... You guys take off and you're cruising. Madeline had given you a map essentially on your data pads and stuff of the area. And let me see, actually, do I have, I'm pretty sure I have a picture of it. I do.
You have a Pikachu?
No, I don't. Sorry.
What?
I do, but it's, okay, fuck it.
What?
So Madeline's landing down here. And the Royal Venture crash site up there. So you have paths kind of taking you guys that way. So you guys are cruising along. They said, you know, it's like I said, it was going to be a couple days journey. But you guys are cruising on these little hover trikes now. Making a decent clip. And as you make your way kind of along that northwestern route heading that way. You're flying through that fog, and the path seems to be cut pretty well as the trees are zipping by. And as you're cruising, you guys, somebody give me, actually, everybody can give me perception rolls.
Swish.
Oh.
Jesus.
Even rolling a natural 20, I still get lower than half of you. Than more than half of you.
Jeez, we all rolled rocks.
Yeah, that's awesome. That Sadoon was the only one that rolled less than Ginger's natural 20. That's awesome. Everybody else vote.
What?
You are some fucking observant sons of bitches. Damn. Yeah, Scree, you rolled a 19 plus 6, so almost a natty 20. Eddie rolled a 19 plus 12. Oris rolled a 17 plus 2. Wait a minute. Plus 2 plus 6. Holy shit. Plus 7?
8.
Plus 8? Why do you have 8? What are you...
Night? It's one of their racial abilities.
Isn't that at night, though?
I'm
pretty sure that only works at night.
Well, I don't have it set. It just does it automatically.
Oh, I'd say it's called Nightborn. I would assume that's what it's for. I don't read the thing, but...
Well, good job on that nat 20.
Yeah, that's... But yes, still... You all hear this, like, weird buzzing hum as you're cruising down this dirt road. And as you're coming, all of a sudden, you see in the fog above these two things, these two shapes, break the fog and kind of settle in behind you guys. And they seem to look like some type of attack drones or something. So...
God damn it.
Y'all roll initiative.
Oh, this is cool.
Oh, you did the thing that Stan did.
Yeah, sort of, kinda. Yeah.
That's funny.
Eddie, you're over here with me on the red.
I accidentally hit the...
Screen, don't forget that we took a...
Here, let me real quick. I'm going to turn and make your guys a little smaller so you fit. Okay. So, I sent it out for you guys to get an idea of what this is all about. So, much like... Space combat, chase encounters are similar, but instead of like you guys having stations and all types of crazy stuff like that, you guys will instead, there are phases similar, But like when it comes to your turn, if you're not piloting, you can just normal attack and shit, like irregular. But I sent out a link into the chat as far as the rules on this go. And I'm going to post it in here again that you guys can look at as far as that goes. But for the most part, we go ahead and we roll our piloting checks at the beginning. Whoever gets to go first. Piloting checks. During the piloting action phase, the pilot of each vehicle selects any pilot action they want to use to drive their vehicle this round and performs their piloting action in initiative order during this phase. Most pilot's actions require a move action. Taking two pilot actions requires a double maneuver pilot action, which is a full action. Only the speed up action advances vehicles during the phase. For all other pilot actions, the GM advances the vehicles as appropriate during chase progress. Pilots have any actions remaining at the end of the pilot action phase. They can take them in the initiative order during the combat phase. So essentially, starting off when it's the pilots get to do like a piloting thing as their move action, everybody else gets to shoot and shit, and if they have something left over, they can fire also. So it's very similar to regular combat.
Damn.
Hey.
For reference,
we both up there.
All of us rolling.
Yeah, that is so weird that the entire fucking combat is 2020-2020-12-10. Like, that is just too fucking weird that...
You missed a 20 in there
2020-2020-20, you're right. Jesus, 5 20s. And not natural 20s or anything, they're just...
Dirty 20s.
They're all dirty 20s, and that is just so fucking weird. That all of them are dirty 20s. There's fucking 5 dirty 20s on my board right now. That is just so weird to me. Anyways.
This is the session we all die.
Yeah, no shit. So, the way they made it sound, it says the piloting actions, they do it in the phase. So, the way it looks like it goes in order. So, Eddie, you rolled higher than the Observer class. Technically, I think your dex bonus is higher. So, You get to go first and decide what your piloting action is going to be.
Okay.
I would think evade looks like a good one in this situation. Vehicle gains a +2 bonus to AC and moves one zone forward in chase progression.
That would be the smart thing to do.
Oh, but you're looking at tricks, huh?
Yes, and that's what he's going to do. So, and he's going to veer off-road.
Holy shit, okay.
Into the trees.
You don't have to actually move. This is going to essentially just show that where you guys are on the map. So right now, you guys are all in the center. You're all essentially engaged right now. So depending on what you do, you're going to either, like, move up to, like, ahead of the enemy, and then they'll move back, say, if you get two things ahead of them, which essentially means you're getting away from them, and then you can choose to just escape them if you want. It's essentially just going to be going through between those three movements. Who is ahead, who is behind, and who is just, chilling.
Essentially his goal with this action is to get them to...
Split?
Well, split and maybe run into a tree and explode.
That'd be nice.
Oh, them.
Yes, them.
Them doing the running into a tree.
Yeah, not us.
Okay.
Yep, go for it.
He's going to do that trick. He's going to go into the forest using a trick action, risky maneuver. So the skill check would be 15 plus the vehicle's item level.
Okay, these are level 1 items. They're actually not that impressive. So it's like a level. It's sick. So you can't fail it. You're already one over it, so... Yeah.
28.
Yeah, yeah, you definitely do that thing.
Yeah, so he just yanks the wheel to the left and just starts going through brush.
So, this robot, so it's going to try to evade. So we're going to go ahead and have it evade.
For the trick, piloting checks of all vehicles behind Eddie, which would have been both of them, take a -2 penalty for one round.
Yes.
Because I succeeded my trick. Hooray!
Yeah, so yeah, it does not. So it does not evade, it gets fucking nothing. So that means Oris. Oris, what are you doing with the white lightning?
Evade.
You're gonna evade? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me a piloting check. Oh, nice. Yeah, fucking killed it.
Nice.
So evade also lets you move forward one square. So you're up here now. So you guys are pulling away, which is fantastic. So the other one is actually going to try to keep pace with you. So this is going to be a 10 plus the vehicle's item level, which these things are ones also. Damn. Well, shit. They don't do nothing. Okay. That is the piloting. Yeah. Okay. So now back up to the top of the round. Eddie, it is your turn. You guys are now in the combat phase. And say, you've only used a move action so far. And yeah, it says, for all the pilot actions, GM advances, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, pilots, if they have any remaining actions, and passengers can take their actions in initiative order as if they normally would in progress, combat. Passengers and pilots can fire on other vehicles depending on their range, and pilots might be able to slam their vehicle into those of their enemies.
Shouldn't have told me that.
Yeah. Remember, you still got a ways to go. You're only about halfway.
Ramming speed!
Didn't you take a trick ability, too, that has to do with this shit?
What do you mean?
Wasn't one of the exploits or whatever your wasn't it literally about this? Like,
let's see.
And say, I thought the new exploit you took was had something to do with
uncanny pilot.
Yeah.
When you're in a chase, you get a +2 bonus to skill checks you attempt when making an evade or trick pilot action.
There you go. So you had even a higher score on that last fucking roll. So
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. So. He's kind of taking his cues from Morris, and he seems to be evading. He doesn't seem to be engaging, really. So, I don't know if he would really fire. He only has a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he's just not going to do anything. He's not going to fire on them.
Gotcha.
And he's not going to collide with them either. So, as far as combat goes for Eddie, he's not doing anything.
Gotcha.
He's just flying.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to, like, hold your turn just in case, or...
Yeah, I mean, just in case, he'll hold.
Okay, no problem.
Sure.
Yeah, as far as everybody else goes, just also know that shooting, you guys are going full speed at this point. You guys were cruising down the highway, and you are trying to outrun these guys right now by evading and stuff, so you're doing full speed, which means you do have a -4 to any shots on this already. Like, firing from a moving vehicle is -4 at a full speed vehicle. So, Ginger... You're up. What you doing?
Yes, indeedy. We're going to look back, and these drones are... Okay, they're within 60 feet.
You don't have to worry about that. Like, until they fall, like, okay. 2 squares back, you're good.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to stick my head out the window, and I'm going to dispiriting taunt the nearest one to our vehicle. You know, wind whipping past my hair. You better back the fuck off or we're gonna fry your hard drive. I'm gonna take it and scrape it along the road till there's nothing left but metal dust.
Okay, give me that, what is that? Is that a persuasion roll or a bluff check?
That is a...
intimidation.
It's an intimidation check to demoralize.
Nice, go for it.
All right. That's a +9 on a demoralize. Yeah, it's a 24. If you succeed, the enemy is instead shaken.
Nice. Shaken means it takes -2 attack roll, saving throw, skill checks, ability checks while you have the shaken condition. How long is he shaken for? Just till the end of your next turn?
Yeah, if you fail, that enemy is off target until the end of your next turn. If you succeed, that enemy is instead shaken until the end of your next turn.
Okie dokie. All right. Okay. So that's...
However, it is an emotion and a fear effect. Can these things... feel emotion?
We did it before as far as like the other robots go. Technically, no, we shouldn't have done it, but fuck it, it's funny this way. So I'm gonna say these things are AI and they are at least somewhat sentient, so they're just...
You hurt,
like,
their robo feelings.
Yeah, it's just like,
that was mean.
It's looking over to its buddy. Chip,
yeah.
Do this.
And he's going to try to take a shot at you. Which, technically, Eddie, your stuff... Your thing does just negative to piloting, right?
Yes.
Actually, that still counts because it's a vehicle, and vehicles... Like, it is a vehicle, and it's shooting, so therefore, piloting check is the gunnery check. So, a 20, I do believe, hits. Your guys' is, your vehicle should have AC listed. I want to say it's like 13.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah, 13 energy AC. So yeah, it hits. And since you guys are still inside, he's shooting at the white lightning right now. But since everybody's still inside White Lightning. He's actually shooting at the ship itself. And it hits but does nothing. I'm going to say, if you guys notice, the ship itself has a hardness level. And hardness is essentially like DR. It's like damage resistance. So it just absorbs an attack. You have to break through the DR to break it. So two just does nothing. So it fires, hits the back of your ship. What the fuck? Wait a minute. That can't be right. Give me one hot second. Because there's no way this thing's a D4 without a plus. Slam range. Plus a... Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Plus 9 on their attack. And... Oh, no. The damage is only plus 1. 1D4 plus 1. Okay. So it was only 3. So it still didn't go through.
I don't think they can literally damage us.
Not with that.
Not with that.
Yeah. They have other options that can do a lot more damage. But because you guys pulled away. Anyways, so it took its shot. Nothing happened. Moving on. Sadoon, what are they up to?
So I think Sadoon's going to lean out the window with his new reaction cannon that they got.
Oh, shit. Fucking just... Fucking the window just slowly rolls down.
Pull out this big-ass heavy gun.
Fucking weird-ass forearm. Alien fucking comes out with this giant reaction cannon. Okay. Give me that beautiful bean footage.
I'm not gonna multi-tech because you said it's at -4.
Yep, you're already at a -4, so.
I'll just use the fight defensively -4. If.
Not a great roll, but that sucks. Okay, is that all you got for that round?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slink back inside. I missed.
Don't worry, bud. You'll get him next time. Scree!
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any ranged options?
Nope, but Scree is going to and climb out the window that Ginger opened.
Awesome.
And get up on top.
Awesome.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I expected nothing less. This is how I saw this coming out, 100%.
This is how we're doing it, huh? All right.
Yeah. They're flying between trees because they've gone off-road, right?
Yes.
Are either of the robots following them?
Yeah, I would say this one's going that way. These guys are still following this way. But they're trying to weave in between the trees, though they're dinking them a little bit, not doing that well because of their lowered piloting check, smacking in some branches and foliage and shit.
Yeah. Scree's going to look ahead. Look for a big branch and like kind of like shimmy up to the front of the vehicle and like and point at it, and then he's gonna get ready to smack it.
I love it. I fucking love it. Okay, what is this? You know what? Give me an attack roll. I love it. Oh,
I mean, it hit a tree, right?
Yeah. What is it? But it's at a -4, so that means it's going to be a 7.
He gets smacked in the face instead.
No, nothing like that. But I will say that you do, like, you miss it. Like, as it comes by, you run up and swing and kind of slice for it. We were doing it is a tree, but the way it was working, since he couldn't technically do a ranged attack, I was just playing it as, like, an attack roll. And if he had landed, I was just going to let the tree as, like, a even range. I was going to let the melee attack land it. And... smack the shit out of him with it. But
yeah. Eddie didn't understand what Scree was meaning when he pointed at the branch. So then Scree's just gonna like lean over the thing and go
nice. I love it. Okay. Missed attack, but we're moving on and we have Oris up. What is Oris up to?
Well, he's still piloting, so... Yep.
But that only takes a move action to pilot. You do have your standard action.
I mean, if he can, he's going to try to take a shot at one of these things out the window.
You can, but I want to say that you can't use, like, your sniper rifle. Like...
All I got is long guns.
That's all you got? You don't have, like, just a side pistol?
Nope.
You're a sniper, man. Every sniper carries a side pistol. What the hell?
I haven't picked one up yet.
You picked up like 37. Sadoon's got
I haven't
four.
Put them in my inventory.
I was going to say, Sadoon's got 4 underneath the seat.
Well, that's why he doesn't have one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sadoon's one underneath the ventilation.
Got 4 underneath their seat.
Sadoon, give me a gun.
There's that arc static pistol.
That's true. You can say you got that.
Okay, I got that. So, give me a second.
No problem.
I gotta find it.
You know, it should be if you just go into the inventory stuff and go under equipment and just type in arc, I'm sure it'll pop right up. Yeah, arc caster static, right? No, arc pistols static. Yep, and just drag it into your inventory.
Yeah, I had it the whole time. I'm aiming it out the window, duh.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
17.
Let me see. -4. Yep, that just lands. Okay, give me some damage on that bad devil.
5.
Nice. So yeah, which one was that? You're firing at the one just south of you, right?
The one right behind me.
You lean out, putting the arc pistol over your shoulder, and like, and it tags the thing, and it's just like, and kind of like wobbles around for a second, and then finally gets back on course and starts pursuing you again. And because of that, that's this one, right? Yeah. So the second one is going to open fire on Eddie's ship. Nope.
Damn.
No, it's like, and you see like the trees exploding around you as you're like weaving in between them, like dodging out of the way, which takes us to the second round, piloting actions. So Eddie, what are you doing with that thing, bud?
Scree, do you want to get close? Does he nod?
He nods as he gets batted in the face with leaves.
Then he is going to be doing a double maneuver.
Nice.
He is going to be slowing down and then engaging.
I love it.
So the slowdown doesn't require a check. The engage is the DC equals the kinetic AC of the enemy vehicle.
Yes, which is DC is 14.
Well, roll it anyway.
Okay.
Okay. That's 22 because I have the +2 from
Uncanny. Yeah. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Pilot. I roll a 3 and got a 22. I love it.
Fucking bullshit.
Whoop.
There you are.
So that's. They're hugging at this point.
So you're just like, trading paint with this thing.
He's just going to wrap his knuckles.
Scree's on the roof, just waving.
Yeah, wrap his knuckles against the windshield, like, go get him.
Nice. Okay, Observer class is going to try to keep pace with Oris. 10 plus the item level. It should be easy. Shouldn't be tough. But yet... Yes, okay, that does work. I'm like, no way, how did I fail that again? So it moves up, right up to Oris, at least in the same zone as them. And that moves over to Oris's turn. What's Oris doing with his turn?
He's going to try to evade again. He doesn't want this thing right up on him.
Okay. So...
Ooh, 12.
Technically, wait a minute. Vehicle gain +2 to its AC and moves one zone forward in a chase progress. Yes. Okay, so we're going to have to do this. You guys are going to slide back. He's going to slide to the middle. And Oris is going to pull ahead.
Oh, that was just enough.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It was just enough. It's 11 was literally your AC. Yeah. So, and then this one is going to try to... it is also going to try to evade now that it's like right up. Well, no, it doesn't want to move forward. It wants to stay there. But it wants to, yeah, that's it. Okay, so it's not going to do shit. It's going to sit right there. Okay, combat turn. Eddie, you are up, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, he'll just pull his pistol free and shoot.
Okay, cool.
Out of his window. So this would be an attack at -4.
Right. Yes. Yep. Attack -4.
So 13.
13. And what type of gun do you have?
Semi-auto.
Unfortunately, it's one shy. It's got 14 kinetic. Or CAC.
That's it. Oh, actually, when you attack while you're driving a vehicle, you have the vehicle's penalty to your attack roll.
Oh, because of your special?
Because of Uncanny Pilot.
Fuck yeah. There you go. Okay, never mind. So that hits.
So that's a 15.
That's a 15, and that hits it. So go ahead and give me that damage.
Well, I don't know if this is going to do anything, because it's pretty low damage. But
These things do not have hardness like your ships do.
4 damage.
Okay, that does something. So yeah, you reach out, you're like, blap, 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 out the window. And it's like, tink, 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 tink. Because it's like point blank with you right now.
Yep.
Yep. You're like, you're damn near putting the gun up to it as you're firing out the window. So, Ginger, you are up. What is Ginger doing?
Yeah, it looks like I was looking at an inspiring boost, but none in the group have really taken damage, have they?
No, only the car has, and you can't technically, like, heal that.
Yeah, I can't inspire a vehicle to, like, go faster.
Yeah, and technically, it hasn't taken any damage. It didn't go through its hardness, so.
Yeah. So we're gonna continue to taunt it as Eddie's bullets, or yeah, semi-automatic pistol. That's kinetic ammo. Ping off of this thing's armor. She's gonna stick her head out the wing window, flip her the bird, and next time he's gonna shoot out your, like, it's not really an eye, but it's an eye. So back the fuck off, or this is gonna continue to get worse for you. You're just embarrassing yourself.
Give it to me.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Being bullied.
Yeah.
That is a 26 to intimidate.
So it is shaken once again. -2 to everything it can do.
Shaken. Yep.
So sweet. Which takes us to this
She's
one.
She's gonna bully robots to death.
Yeah. I mean, it'll happen. So yeah, the this one is once again going to try to take a shot at Oris's vehicle, but does not make it. Fires off, and it's like, and it fires just past, tags a tree, and you see like the tree splinters explode off the side of it as you guys are still zooming down this this trail.
So not to put the idea in Scree's head, but I do notice that in the rules for passengers, there is a boarding option.
Sure is.
Oh, I'm aware.
She's like, I know all about it. Don't worry.
Oh, I've been reading.
Yes, I was reading that and I was going, yes.
This is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
You're gonna watch Scree get taken out by a tree as he's trying to jump over.
I mean, honestly, I'm much happier with like how this is going compared to space combat. I don't know. For some reason, that just seems so long and convoluted. This actually still seems fun. So I like this, which is funny because everybody I've ever seen bitches about the vehicle combat and just like how it works. But I don't know. I'm having fun. Anyways. So yeah, that thing took a shot. Totally missed. Sadoon, what are they up to?
Come on. We're not. We need this.
Come on.
I'm supposed to be good at this.
You hear Jellic's voice in the back head be like, come on, man, shoot that fucking thing.
Shut up!
Son of a bitch! Anyone!
A natural shit.
I'm and then you just supposed to be good at this.
You just hear in the background just a Jellic in the back of your head. He got in your head, bud. How does it feel? Him living rent free inside your brain. Shit. Okay. So yeah, you womp 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 womp, and this cannon just sails right of this thing, and you just watch this tree explode. Like this tree behind just and like just and falls in the middle of the road as you guys are just fucking sailing down the road. Ah, too much fun.
Are you still looking backwards? Because
yeah.
If you're still looking backwards, Scree sees the tree blow up and then he goes and gives a thumbs up.
Good job.
Anything chaos. I love it. Okay. So next up, we have that little ball of chaos. Scree, what you doing?
So there's this wonderful thing called boarding.
Yup.
And it's a DC 5 plus the KAC of the vehicle you're boarding.
Ooh.
So Scree is going to try and just like, and just trying to like tack lash onto the other thing, onto the droid, and swing over.
Oh, you're going to use the fucking tack lash? That's awesome. Okay. Okay.
Which is, I think, acrobatics?
Yeah, 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 that is acrobatics, and I'm here for it.
21.
Okay, what is it, 5 plus?
Yeah. 5 plus the KAC.
That way, that works. I'd say it's 14. So 14 KAC plus 5 is only 19. You totally fucking do it. Oh, it's so awesome. Oh, yeah, so you run and, like, leap off this fucking thing, and you're, like, Indiana Jones style, like, whoosh, and, like, snag this fucking, like, this, like, bladed whip thing, and just, like, whoosh, and swing underneath it, and then, like, flip up in the air and land on the top of this thing. And I'm He's considering like that happy. A fucking move action, so what are you doing?
Give him hell, Scree. You hear any on the comm link?
I don't care if that's supposed to be a four-round action. I don't give a shit. As far as I'm concerned, I want to see this little thing rip apart this thing. Do it.
He's going to do it. He's going to... And try and, like... what is it? Entropic strike with his teeth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've controlled it. Oh, you're going to bite into it? Oh, it's even better.
Entropic strike with his teeth.
That's right. I love it.
Plus.
Oh, natty one. So you okay, do chomp, but it's unfortunately it's a little too hard for you. So like you don't get that entropic energy going yet. So like you just come down and it's just teeth, and you're like kink, and like it grabs onto it, and you're like kink 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 kink, and like you just keep gnawing at it, but it's not doing anything. You're just barely scratching the paint on it. So oh, but that's so fucking cool. okay, next up, Oris, what you got?
Well, I'm gonna take a shot at the guy behind me again.
I like it.
Nah,
way
nah.
to go. Sadoon rubbed off on me.
Jeez, Sadoon.
Don't you blame them. Okay, so the one now that is toe-to-toe with the ship is going to slam attack. Damn! Holy shit, the thing had a plus 9 on this attack. Ugh.
Yeah, that don't land.
So yeah, it tries to, like, it, like, swoops to the left, and with Scree still on it, trying to, like, slam into the side of the truck, but misses and, like, just kind of wobbles a little bit and doesn't know what to do with this weird thing on the back of it, so. So, back to the piloting. Eddie, what you doing?
I guess he'll be keeping pace, right? If he wants to stay where he is?
Yes. Actually, keeping pace, you don't have to do anything if you want to hold tight. Like, you could actually use your move action in your combat to, like, for any other thing you wanted. Like, you could do a four-round action attack instead and not use your movement round to do anything here.
Yeah, then that's what he'll do. He's going to stay put.
Okay, cool. You're going to hang tight. Observer number two is going to do the same. They want to stay right in there with you and slam attack you, and hopefully get that to work. Oris, what are you doing?
I don't want to get too far. Eddie strike.
Yeah, essentially how the rules work, and I could make it work a little differently, but like right now you would be out of range shooting, like without, except with your sniper rifle, you'd be out of range shooting at the one that is with Eddie. And if you move forward to another one, that is essentially you escaping from the combat. Like, that's how it works. If you get two spaces away and then move ahead, you, like, break free, essentially, and you're gone. You, like, escape and get away.
Okay, well, then he'll keep right there.
Okay. Everybody just kind of chilling on their piloting rounds. This one's going to try to keep pace.
Is it the one with the minus two?
No, it's not the one with the minus two. It's actually the other one.
10 plus vehicles item.
Yeah, which is just one. So cool. So yeah, he now cruises up to Oris and is right behind you again. Yeah, that's how that works. So chase progress. We're going to skip through all that. And next up we have Eddie. You are up again. This thing right in your butt.
Eddie's going to collide with it.
Nice. Okay.
He's going to go this way and then whoosh.
Okay.
Right back into it.
I like it. So
yank right, yank left.
Harness 5. Oh, nope, there it is. 5d4 bludgeoning. DC 11.
Okay. And this is a piloting check? Yep.
But each reflex save... Wait a minute. Those creatures take bludgeoning damage equal to the vehicle's collision damage. Oh, it's down at the very bottom. There it is. When piloting a vehicle, can you attempt a piloting check DC, the vehicle's MKSE, as a standard action to smash it? Yeah, go ahead and roll it, but you can't fail it.
I just want to see it. I just want to see the roll.
Yep.
Yeah.
32. 32 works.
34.
So, the vehicle deals its collision damage to the vehicle and takes half as much damage itself.
Yes.
So, okay. Roll me, 5d4. Nice. Yes.
It's like about half.
Okay. So, yeah, you off to the right, and it kind of like, if a drone could look surprised, all of a sudden you come back and just go, wham, and slam into it, and this thing just goes, crack, and I'm going to need a DC save, a reflex save from... Scree.
Scree, I believe. Yeah.
Yes. So. Oh. Okay. So, yeah. You line up and you like off to the side. Then you just come back and wham and slam into the side of this thing. And as you do it, like, Scree kind of goes like flying. It like launches Scree off. And it like a little flying squirrel. Just all four arms out like a Olympic diver. Fucking sails across the thing and then lands on the hood of your ship as the drone careens off the road and slams into a tree and explodes.
He'll give Scree a thumbs up through the, the windshield.
That was too fucking good.
Got him.
Oh, that was fun.
What is the...
You ready to do it again, Scree?
And he's, like, really hyped up.
Nice.
He's so hyper, his words is just gone.
There are no words. Should have sent a poet.
Like a child on too much sugar.
Okay, so...
Oh, he's actually speaking goblin.
Is that goblin? Is that actually goblin? Because one time we did
ask... Yeah, he's been speaking goblin the whole time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, at one point we were like, is that goblin or is that Scree? And you're like, ah, it's Scree. So which is fine. Either way, it's fine.
Kind of both.
Yeah, it's like your own dialect. Okay, I love it. Okay, so that.
It's okay. Eddie understands him.
It's true.
Is that now Ginger?
Yes, Ginger is up.
Okay, so I think this next insult will be fairly applicable, because that one that is ahead of us is within range, okay. But because it's a little further away, I think she like. She partially climbs out the window, not enough to put herself in danger, and is like slapped her hands on the hood to hold on. And then briefly cups her hands over her mouth.
I'd apologize about your friend, but you know the difference between us and them? People actually give a shit when we die.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that was robots, dude. That was pretty robots. Fucking harsh. But
Ginger is amazing and I love her.
Yeah.
Oh, I rolled a 12.
And it didn't land. What?
We're going at full speed. The wind. Yeah. Doppler effect.
Yeah, it's a little further away.
Yeah.
If it could hear you,
it'd
be like pointing to its
ears. I imagine my words just go whipping out past us and it can't hear me. So I like duck my head into the cab.
Eddie, can you drive, like, a little faster? I don't know that any of these, like, really good ones are landing.
You got it.
I've, like, worked really hard on that.
Working on it.
Okay.
Okay.
And that'll be my turn.
Okay, so this thing is going to try to fire, because technically it's not engaged, so it can't do its melee. So, yeah, it's got a max damage to do any damage to you. But...
They should stick to observing.
Yeah. What?
Cheater!
Yeah. Why did it roll 2?
I don't know.
But either way, it doesn't hit, right? Or wait a minute, what's that hover trike's KAC?
It's lower than 18.
15.
Yeah.
It's 18. Mine says 13 on the mat, on the thing.
It's 15. Oh, 15.
Oh, okay. Oh, so yeah, roll two. The first one was the 18. For some reason, the only thing that popped up for me at first was the 13, and then the 18 popped in afterwards in front of it. So
18 hits.
Yes, 18 does hit. So it is going to roll some DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio.
Damage.
Damn. Which is weird because I put a plus one in there and it still didn't add it. So that was technically a three, but no, it does not get through your hardness. And say it again on the back, and it kind of the energy from the pulse caster pistol kind of like negates around the ship, and it kind of absorbs it. Next up is Sadoon. What is Sadoon up to?
All right, this cannon ain't working. I'm gonna pull out the hand cannon.
Nice. Okay.
Give it a little bravado.
Yep. Give it a little bit of bravado. Oh, hey, talking with your hands. Here we go.
Hey, oh.
There it is. There it is.
They did it.
Yep. Okay, give me the hand cannon damage.
Boom.
Six. Ooh, so close.
Six.
Yep, so you see, that you lean out with that big hand cannon. You're just like lining up your shot. And boom, and it kicks back hard when you fire it. And it tags this thing, and you see it just pierce through its like internals and smash into it, and it's like blah, 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 and like kind of wobbling, and then is like it finally rights itself, but it's like sputtering as it's starting to like fly after you. So
as Sadoon's like reloading the single shot, is like, damn.
Oh yeah, technically it's not. You can use a move action to reload, can't you?
I could use my move action to draw it, and then my swift action to reload.
Oh, it's swift to reload? Not... Oh, nice.
Whatever one it is.
Either way, you're fine. So, yeah. So, it's Scree's turn, but can Scree do anything right now?
That's a good question.
So, if you give me something real clever, I may allow it.
He's gonna, like, get towards the front of the hover vehicle
mm-hmm.
and look like he's surfing. And he's got, like, the tack lash in his hand. He's like... pointing towards at the other drone up ahead.
Is that in Goblin?
Yes.
What does he say?
Go, 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 go! Essentially.
I love it. Okay, Oris, can you turn it around, bud?
I don't know, but I think Oris, seeing what Eddie did, is going to kind of look at Sadoon and have his hand on like the emergency brake.
Oh, yes! Okay.
Brake check.
He's gonna pull it.
Oh, awesome! Give me that. That what is it? 11 plus the, what was it again? DC of the enemy's KAC. So it's they have a 14 KAC. So give me the roll.
So piloting.
Yep. Give me piloting.
Come on, piloting. Don't fail me. You failed me. Wait.
No, 16. You didn't. You got it. Okay. Give me shit. Give me five D4.
This thing is dead.
It's absolutely fucking dead. You couldn't roll low enough to destroy it. It only had 2 HP left, so...
Roll it anyway.
Yeah. So if you click that D4 five times and then hit roll, it'll do it. Like, it'll roll 5 D4. That's how that new
bottom,
one works.
In the bottom right.
5?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. As you're going... I don't know if there's an emergency brake for a hover vehicle.
Hey, you know what? There is now.
You know what? I like it. So, yeah, you reach down, grab that e-brake, and you kind of just give a nod to Sadoon real fast, then just like, and slam, and this thing's sputtering, and as you stop, it just smashes against the back of the car, and just like, the pieces just like, disintegrate around the car and roll off the front and just like skitter across the ground in front, and just there's nothing left of this thing. And with that, you guys drive off into the sunset. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed, please like, follow, and leave a comment. Also, you can support us at patreon.com/sqlrpod. You can follow us on Twitter at sqlrpod. Or join our Discord through our invite banner at shortquestlongrest.wordpress.com. Keep smiling. We'll see you next time, fam.